Psalm 23, and we will be studying verses 4 to 6 in detail. Psalm 23, I'll read to you the whole psalm, and we will study verses 4 to 6 in detail. A psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, we've been saying that Psalm 22, Psalm 23, and Psalm 24 form a group of three related psalms, a trilogy, so to speak. And the theme of these three psalms is Jesus Christ the Shepherd. Jesus Christ the Shepherd. In Psalm 22, the Good Shepherd dies for the sheep. And the parallel passage is in the New Testament. The parallel passage in the New Testament is John chapter 10 verses 14 to 18, where Jesus says in John 10, 15, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Then in Psalm 23, the great shepherd lives for the sheep and cares for the sheep. And Jesus Christ is our great shepherd who cares for us and intercedes for us. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 to 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. In Psalm 24, the chief shepherd returns in glory to reward his sheep for their service. And Jesus Christ will return for his sheep. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. In Psalm 23, the great shepherd lives for the sheep and cares for the sheep. Jesus Christ is our great eternal high priest who lives, and he lives to make intercession for us. Hebrews 7:25. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. In John 10 verses 4 to 5 we read, when he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. So he lives to make intercession for us. The sheep were not kept for food. They were kept for wool. They were kept for milk. And in this psalm, Psalm 23, David tells us that if we follow the Lord like sheep, then in the pasture, there is all that we need. If we follow the Lord like sheep follow the shepherd, then in the pasture, there is all that we need. Psalm 23 verses 1 to 3 tells us, in the pasture, there is all that we need. Number 2, in the valley, there is peace. In the valley, there is peace. Psalm 23 verse 4. Number 3, in the fold, there is security. Psalm 23 and verse 5. And number 4, in the Father's house, we will dwell eternally. Psalm 23 verse 6. Now we have looked at verses 1 to 3 earlier, and now we will ponder and meditate over the rest of the psalm. In the valley there is peace. Psalm 23 verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now this is the central verse of the psalm, and the personal pronoun here changes from he to you. It changes from he to you. In the dark valley, he is not before us. He is right beside us. You are with me. You are with me. He is leading the way and he is calming our fears. The valley of deep darkness represents any difficult experience of life that makes us afraid, and that includes death. Now, sheep lack good vision and they are very easily frightened in new circumstances, especially when it is dark. The presence of the shepherd calms them. The rod is a heavy club, a cudgel. With this cudgel, the shepherd could stun and shock or kill an attacking beast. And the staff here is the shepherd's crook, which he used to assist and direct the individual sheep. At evening, the shepherd would have the sheep pass under the crook one by one so he could count and examine them. And this reminds us of Leviticus chapter 27, verse 32. And every tithe of herds and flocks, every tenth animal of all that pass under the herdsman's staff shall be holy to the Lord. So at the end of the day, the flock were at peace, knowing the shepherd was there and that the shepherd was equipped for any emergency. Remember, he is Emmanuel, God with us. Matthew chapter 1 verse 23, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, he is not only with us, he lives in us by his Spirit. Anyone who's turned to Christ by faith, who has repented of sin and turned to Christ, experiencing new birth, at that very moment that you receive Christ into your life, you are born of his Spirit. You are born of his Spirit. He lives in you by his Spirit. John chapter 17 verses 22 to 23. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one. I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you love me. In the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 16 we read, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And this is the experience of every born-again Christian. The Holy Spirit testifies to our spirits that we are children of God. Our union with the Lord Jesus Christ is a truth that needs to be grasped by every believer. Now, unfortunately, believers today do not have an understanding of this truth. And so they fall over and over again into sin and they stray away like sheep. This union took place historically when Jesus died and rose again from the dead. We are united to him in his death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and exaltation. The old man has been crucified. Romans chapter 6 verse 6, we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. We were once united to Adam, the federal head of the human race. We were united to him. We belong to Adam. And as a result of the fall, we were under the reign and dominion of sin and Satan. Romans chapter 5 verse 12. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sin. But now what has happened? We are in Christ. The moment you receive Christ into your life as your Savior and Lord, God the Father puts you in Christ. We are now in Christ and our identity with Adam has been destroyed. Because of the death and resurrection of Christ and our union with Christ, we have been set free from the reign and power of sin and Satan. Romans chapter 5 verse 17. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. You and I can reign in life. We can now reign in life because Jesus Christ, our great shepherd, our great high priest in heaven, is interceding for us and he empowers us by his Spirit to live. Jesus Christ is not a hireling who ran away at the sight of danger. He is the true shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. John 10 verses 11 to 15. Jesus says, John 10 verses 11 to 15, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Now God's sheep have peace with God. Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God indwells them. Romans chapter 8 verses 8 to 9. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. So believers have the indwelling Holy Spirit. And believers who have the indwelling Holy Spirit, those who are born again, must continually seek the fullness of the Holy Spirit to be empowered by the Holy Spirit to do the will of God. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 17 to 18. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. So the believers know, without the empowering of the Holy Spirit in their lives, they cannot do the will of God. Every believer knows that. Without the empowering of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we cannot do the will of God. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So they do not depend on their own smartness. We don't depend on our own strengths or our own abilities. We depend entirely on the empowering of the Holy Spirit. Like the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 7 verse 18, for I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. You see, the kingdom of God functions directly opposite to the ways of the world. Jesus said to Pilate, remember in John 18 verse 36, John 18 verse 36, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world. So the way in which we as disciples are called to function in this world is entirely different from the ways of the world. We seek to fulfill his kingdom purposes revealed to us in his word and by his Spirit. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So when we walk with the Lord, doing his will, we are in step with the Holy Spirit and we enjoy his peace. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5 verse 25. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Now when we are living in step with the Holy Spirit, we have the peace of God. The peace of God. So we not only have peace with God, we also have peace of God. We have the peace of God. Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7. Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now faith is an act of your will. It is an action. But trust is an attitude. It is a continual act of dependence upon the shepherd. So as we go through life following the shepherd in step with him, we will have many varied experiences. And some of these experiences will be very trying. But we must recognize the fact that none of those experiences can take the Lord Jesus Christ by surprise. So we can trust him and have peace. He is ahead of us. He is behind us. He surrounds us with the joy of his presence. His glory is our rear guard. And the closer we are to the shepherd, the safer we are, and the more his peace will fill and flood our hearts. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 11. Isaiah 40 verse 11. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He'll carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Isaiah chapter 43 verses 1 and 2. These are one of my favorite verses. Isaiah 43 verses 1 and 2. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. The risen Christ who is in glory is the one who is interceding for us. And He is the one who fights our battles. He is the God of glory, and we are safe and we are secure in Him. Revelation chapter 1 verses 17 to 18. When I saw Him, I fell at His feet. John is saying, the Apostle John saying, in the island of Patmos, he's exiled to the island of Patmos, but he sees the Lord in glory. He sees the risen Christ in glory. Revelation 1, 17 to 18. When I saw Him, I fell at His feet as though dead, but He laid His right hand on me, saying, fear not. I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. So in the pasture, there is all that we need. Psalm 23 verses 1 to 3. In the valley, there is peace. Psalm 23 verse 4. In the fold, there is security. Psalm 23 verse 5. In the fold, there is security. Psalm 23 verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. How beautiful. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Now the word table here doesn't necessarily mean a piece of furniture. The word table simply means something that is spread out. Something spread out. Now flat places in the hill country were called tables. Sometimes the shepherd stopped the flock at these tables and he allowed them to eat and rest before they headed for the fold. We must learn to trust God. Learn to trust Him and rest in Him. Don't stray away in rebellion. When we trust Him, there is security in our lives. The Israelites suffered the wilderness experience because of their own rebellion. Psalm 78 verses 19 to 22. They spoke against God. Psalm 78 verses 19 to 22. They spoke against God saying, can God spread a table in the wilderness? He struck the rock so that water gushed out and streams overflowed. Can He also give bread or provide meat for His people? Therefore, when the Lord heard, He was full of wrath. A fire was kindled against Jacob. His anger rose against Israel because they did not believe in God and did not trust His saving power. Coming back to the shepherd, when the day ended, the shepherd would bring the flock safely back into the fold. The weary sheep could now safely rest for the night. And as the sheep slept, they would be protected by a stone wall that surrounded them. And this surrounding stone wall had an opening. And the shepherd would himself sleep across the opening, and the shepherd would be the door. And Jesus gives us this picture of He Himself being the door of the sheep. John 10 verses 7 to 10. So Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. During the night, thieves and dangerous animals may approach the fold, but there was no way that they could reach the sheep. The Apostle Peter, he tells us of the dangers that lurk on the outside and the persecution we may have to face. The enemy is very real and his strength is formidable. But in and through all this, God is faithful and He will see us through. 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 7 to 10. Casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the whole world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. The Apostle Paul tells us that nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus who dwells in us. Romans chapter 8 verses 31 to 39. What then shall we say to these things? What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was buried, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Psalm 23 verse 5. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. The shepherd would examine the sheep as they entered the fold, and he applies soothing oil to the hurts and wounds of the sheep. And he does that for us. For the thirsty sheep, he had a large cup, and that large cup had two handles on either side. And he would fill the cup with water that he had probably collected in his water bag from the still waters, and he would then hold that cup for the sheep to drink. He would also apply the oil to the heads and horns of the sheep. And this oil would keep the insects and the flies away. And the sheep knew that they were safe and that they could sleep without fear. In the pasture, there is all that we need. Verses 1 to 3, Psalm 23. In the valley, there is peace. Verse 4, Psalm 23. In the fold, there is security. Verse 5, Psalm 23. In the Father's house we will dwell eternally. Psalm 23 verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As the shepherd lay each night at the door of the sheepfold, he looked back over the day and he would give thanks that the Lord had blessed them with goodness and mercy. Romans 8 verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Surely, goodness and mercy. Now that word surely means only. So David could look back over his life and he came to the same conclusion. In spite of his sins and in spite of his failures, he had been followed only by God's goodness and mercy. Only God's goodness and mercy followed him. Surely. Surely means only. So only God's goodness and mercy followed him. As David looked ahead, he knew he would be in heaven, the Father's house forever. Jesus uses very similar language to speak about heaven. In John 14 verses 1 to 6, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So the things that perplex us today, all those unanswered questions that we have, all of that will be gone when we get to heaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 12. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. But for now, while we live here on earth, we have every resource that we need. God gives us all of those resources that we need, and He is interceding for us, and He's our advocate in heaven. No avenger can destroy us. Remember our study in Hebrews last Sunday. No avenger can destroy us. We have run to Him for refuge, and nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ. The Holy Spirit empowers us to do His will, and we can look back on the years that have gone by and keep counting His goodness and mercy that has followed us. You know, a decade has gone by, and I look back on 10 years that have gone by, and I see how His goodness and mercy has followed me and my family. And of course, you also, the church, and every one of you, you can recount His goodness and His mercy that has followed you. When the Lord is your shepherd, what will happen in your life? When the Lord is your shepherd, what will happen in your life? Number one, you will live a day at a time. Psalm 23 verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When the Lord is our shepherd, all the days of our lives are lived one day at a time. Someone said that the average person is being crucified between two thieves, the regrets of yesterday and the worries of tomorrow. Consequently, that person cannot enjoy today. When the Lord is your shepherd, what happens? Number one, you will live a day at a time. Number two, when the Lord is your shepherd, you will listen to His voice. You will listen to His voice. The Lord Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. The shepherd does not drive his sheep from behind. He calls them from ahead. My sheep hear my voice. So we listen to the voice of the Lord by His Spirit through His word on a day-to-day basis. Number three, when the Lord is your shepherd, you must accept changes. You may have green pastures and still waters for a while. Then you will go through the valley of the shadow of death. You have a table in the presence of your enemies. He anoints you with His oil, the power of the Holy Spirit. Then you will live in the house of the Lord forever. So you will experience changes in your life. Expect that to happen, please. And don't be afraid of them, because His presence is all you need. And He is with you, and He lives in you, and He empowers you by His Spirit, and He leads you. He will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. He will guide you with His eye. Don't forget, Jesus will shepherd you through each day. We live our lives one day at a time, because God built the universe to run one day at a time. There is a time for work and a time for rest. Now the problem is when we try to live 2 or 3 days at a time, then we cannot enjoy today. Deuteronomy 33 verse 25, the King James Version says, Deuteronomy 33, 25, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Jesus is our shepherd, and we are His sheep. As His sheep, we can begin each day with confidence, because Jesus tells us in John chapter 10 verse 4, that He goes before His sheep. John 10 verse 4, when He has brought out all His own, He goes before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. This means that we cannot walk into any experience where Jesus has not first been. We may not know or understand what is taking place around us. Everything might be so confusing, but we will fear no evil because we are close to the shepherd. His rod takes care of the enemies and His staff takes care of His sheep. And He will discipline us when we need discipline, and He will guide us. We can stay close to the shepherd through His word that He gives us every day. Never forget this. Jesus shepherds us all the days of our life. Verse 1 and 2 of Psalm 23, verse 1 and 2 of Psalm 23 speaks of childhood. And children need protection and provision. God loves and watches over children. Verse 3 in this psalm speaks of youth. And teenagers need direction, they need discipline. The great shepherd finds these wandering youth and He brings them back to the fold. Verse 4 and 5 talks of the middle ages. The middle years. Verse 4 and 5 talks of the middle years. These are not easy years when the children are growing up and there are bills to pay. Verse 6 speaks of mature years. Yes, we don't understand why some things happen in our lives. We don't understand why some things happen in our lives. But one day we will realize that everything is under God's goodness and mercy. And He is the sovereign of the universe in control of our lives. He is the great shepherd of the sheep. So we can look ahead and see His house by faith. So, what are your needs today? Make sure you stay close to the shepherd. That's all that is needed. Spend time listening to His voice by His Spirit through His Word. Resolve to follow His leading. Now, under the old covenant, the sheep died for the shepherd. The sheep was sacrificed for the people in the tabernacle and in the temple. But under the new covenant, the shepherd died for the sheep, and we will meet our shepherd one day. Revelation chapter 7 verse 17. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. God bless you.